Now, honey, stop fretting. This is happening and you're just going to have to accept it. There's no use begging or pleading with me now. Mummy is very disappointed in you. Now, are you going to take your punishment like a big boy, or are you going to keep whining and pouting? Well, you should have thought of that before you broke Mummy's rules, baby, shouldn't you? And what is Mummy's number one rule? Stay out of my room, that's correct. I'm not a monster, sweetie. I just like my privacy, and I think it's important to respect boundaries. Is that too much to ask? Well, I wouldn't have thought so either. So imagine my surprise when I come home early from work, open my bedroom door, and find you lying on my bed, clasping a pair of my worn panties to your face, and stroking your dick. Do you think I wanted to see that? Do you think I wanted to know that my darling little boy is really a depraved pervert who likes the smell of his own mother's pussy? Well, sorry isn't good enough. I've told you that we have to make this right. Now, are you ready to make your choice? I've got three pairs here. Choose one, darling, before Mummy loses her temper. No, that's not an option, silly. You have to choose one of these. None of them isn't going to cut it. What? Are you going to pretend that you don't like women's panties all of a sudden? You seemed to like them very much indeed earlier, calling out for Mummy while you tugged on your little peepee. Oh, you look so silly, darling. Nice, good choice. Now I wonder. I wonder what made you choose this pair. They're certainly the pinkiest, laciest, girliest pair of the bunch. What do you think drew you to these, sweetheart? I expected a manly little man like you to want to go for something a little plainer. Oh, darling, I'm just teasing. No, you've made your choice. No take-backsies. Now, Mummy wants you to model these for her. What? You didn't really think that just picking out a pair of panties would be the whole punishment, did you? Oh, don't be absurd, sweetie. I'm going to make sure you've learned your lesson today. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. Now, chop chop. Take those clothes off right now and show Mummy how pretty you look in your brand new panties. You know, whining is not going to make this any easier for you. Mummy has been very nice up till now. You don't want to see her get mean, do you, darling? Strip for me. Strip before I lose my temper. That's a good boy. Now, lose the underwear. Oh, that thing really is tiny, isn't it? Don't cover it up. Hands by your sides. Look at you, turning all red. Oh, yoy. Do you feel embarrassed to be standing there with your little dick on display? Don't worry, honey, it's just us here. Pull those lovely new panties on and cover it up. There's a good boy. Wow, those really suit you. You look just precious in those frilly lace panties, darling. Who knew that pink was your colour, eh? Oh, come on, turn around for Mummy. Oh, there you go. Look at that cute bottom. It's just adorable. Oh, my goodness. Those panties really accentuate your curves, sweetheart. It's so pert and round. And I'll bet if I... Oh, it jiggles. I could have a lot of fun with this. Shush, sweetie, shush. I'm just teasing. Mummy's just having a little bit of fun. Now, each pair of panties comes with a matching outfit. Since you chose the pink ones... Here we are. Look at this, honey. It's adorable. You're going to look so pretty in this. What's that, sweetie? Oh, no, no, no. You made the choice. Nobody forced you. You chose the girliest panties, so you get the girliest outfit. That's how Mummy's game is played. Well, it would hardly be a punishment if you wanted to wear it, honey. You do not have a choice. Look at you. Just look. Standing there all but naked in your tiny pink panties. Mummy is so much bigger and stronger than you, sweetheart. Skinny little boys like you should do as they're told. I've been very lenient with you so far, but my patience is wearing thin. Either you put this outfit on yourself, or Mummy will put it on for you. Yeah, that's better. That's better. Pull that skirt on, honey. No, I know it's very short. It barely covers anything. Oh, don't tug it down, sweetie. You'll mess it up. Now, I got you this adorable crop top to go with it. And these thigh-high socks. Get them on for me. Chop, chop, hurry up. Oh, don't you look just precious in that pleated skirt. Why, you look like a naughty little schoolgirl. Well, Mummy does intend to teach you a lesson, I suppose. I have one final item to complete the ensemble. Head up, baby. There we go. That's just perfect. A little pink vinyl collar for my special little guy. What does it say? Well, it says Sissy, of course. Oh, is that so? Is that so? You're not a sissy. Is that really what you're going to go with? Standing here in your cute little outfit. You certainly look like a sissy to me. But you tell yourself whatever you like, honey. Now it's time for a little makeup. Yes, I'm serious. Oh, stop whining, sweetheart. It's not going to make this go any quicker. Just a dash of blush to bring out those cheekbones. Yeah, close your eyes for me. Let's do this eyeliner. And the other one. One sec. Hey, you look pretty. And finally, a little bit of lip gloss. Hey, open. There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that for me. Pretty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Purse those lips for me. Lovely. Oh, this is a lovely shade on you. Yes, you have such nice, plump, full lips. You know what people call lips like these, don't you? Oh, never mind, you'll learn. And there! Oh, you look like such a sweet little sissy. Ready to break all the boys' hearts at school. Now, get on your knees for Mummy. It's time to show me how sorry you are for violating my privacy. Good. That's better. Oh, honey, is it cold in here? Your nipples are getting so hard, poking through that little crop top. Or could it be that you're getting all excited, kneeling before your mummy? Maybe. Maybe you secretly like it when mummy makes you wear girls' clothes. No? Ooh. You can deny it all you want. It's written all over your face. Well, I suppose you have been a fairly good boy about all this. Maybe I should just give you a little reward. What about if mummy just lifts her dress up a little? There. Is that what you were dreaming of when I caught you jerking off? Yeah. Mummy's wet cunt. Yeah. I bet you'd love to taste this, wouldn't you? Don't touch. Hands by your side. Just feel the heat of it. Breathe in the smell. Just inches away from your face. So close. So warm and welcoming. Tell me how much you want it. I knew it. I knew it. Such a little perv. Oh my goodness, I can see your tiny dick straining against the fabric of your panties. No, no touching that either. Keep those hands where I can see them, mister. Maybe if you're really, really good, I'll give you what you want. But you must follow all of my instructions to the letter. Is that clear? Okay. Close your eyes, sweetie, and keep them closed. Any peeking and you'll never see my pussy again. And you'll spend the whole week in that little get-up. Is that clear? Good boy. You scrunch, scrunch, scrunch. Scrunch those eyes tight shut. Mummy sees your dick throbbing. You must be aching to stroke it, right? Not just yet, sweetie. But those nipples, they're like bullets. Give them some attention. That's it. That's it, honey. Pinch and squeeze. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah, roll them around in your fingers. Oy-oy-oy. Keep those eyes firmly shut now. Mummy has a little surprise for you. But first, show me how good you are at following instructions. Tell me you're a little pervert who wants Mummy's pussy. That's good, honey. Now, tell me you're a little sissy whore who likes it when Mummy makes him wear girls' clothes. There, was that so hard? Remarkable, really, how just a little of the right motivation can break down your resistance. Now, keep those eyes closed. Tilt your head up. Up, up, up. And stick your tongue out. Oh, my goodness, sweetie. You're like a perfect little puppy dog begging for a treat. Should Mummy reward you? Yeah. Beg me, darling. Tell me what my little puppy would be willing to do for his treat. Okay, honey. Okay, okay. I think maybe you've earned a little something. Eyes closed, remember? Mummy will count back from five, and then you can open them. Five, four, three, two, one, and open! Surprise, sweetie! Oh my god, your face! Oh my goodness, your face! Oh, you've gone as white as a sheet even under that makeup! I believe you two know each other. This is Mark from school. He volunteered to help me with your punishment today. Isn't that just so sweet of him?
You bully?
Oh, honey. Honey, you know, that really isn't a nice thing to call someone. I've had a long chat with Mark today, and he's just such a nice, polite boy. I'm sure it was all just harmless pranks that you misinterpreted. You always were a bit of a stick in the mud, darling. Besides, if I were you, I'd be a bit nicer to Mark. After all, he just took a video of you playing with your nipples and telling the world what a sissy whore you are. You wouldn't want that getting out, would you? No, I didn't think so. So, you just stay there and stop snivelling. Mark, my dear, how do you think he looks in his ensemble? Yeah, the collar is a nice touch, right? And you were right, of course. He did choose the pink panties. Doesn't he just look adorable in them? Honey, stand up and turn around. Show Mark that cute little bottom. Don't be shy, sweetie. Lift the skirt up. Up, up, up. Give him a proper look. Do you see, Mark? God wasn't feeling too generous when he gave my son a weedy little body and that pathetic excuse for a dick. But then he turned right around and gave him this perfect little bubble butt. Oh, look how girly it is. Yes, of course you can feel it. Oh, shush, darling. Mark is a guest in our house. You're being very rude right now. Mark, give him a spank for being such an ungracious host. Oh, I just love it when it jiggles like that. It's so darling. Yes, that's right, Mac. Give it a good squeeze. Do you hear that, honey? Just like in girls. You really are the perfect sissy. Now, Mark, did you know that my sweet, innocent boy has been trying to get you in trouble? He asked me to call up the dean and complain about your little pranks. He even wanted me to try to get you excluded from college. Can you believe that? Oh, don't try to deny it now, sweetheart. Mark is rightly very angry with you. But I'm sure you can find some way to make it up to him. Get back on your knees now. Now. I think the problems you and Mark have been having are all based on a silly misunderstanding. Look at Mark, sweetie. Look at his strong, athletic body. That's a boy any mother would be proud of. And Mark... May I? Thank you, dear. You see this, honey? This here is what a cock is meant to look like. So big and thick and veiny. Mummy can barely wrap her hand around it, look. And then there's you. You see, honey, there's really no comparison. A boy like Mark is meant to be rambunctious and wild and get all the girls. And a boy like you, well, you're more... one of life's losers? And that's why Mark's the one with the big dick, baby. And you're the one who's about to suck it. Oh, honey. Honey, you look so silly with your big wide eyes. You can't be that surprised. As soon as you saw Mark here, you should have guessed that you were going to end up with a mouthful of cock. Well, if you're so adamant that you're not going to, I suppose Mark has no choice but to spread that video of you around the whole school. Is that what you want? You want everyone to know you get hard for Mummy wearing pink little panties. No, I didn't think so. Now, you just part those pretty little lips and get ready to take Mark's dick. Oh, wider than that, sweetie. Mark, give him a little slap. Good boy. Good boy. Now, honey, I want to see that tongue working. That's it. That's it. Slide it all over the head of his dick. I want to see it glistening with saliva. Do you like that taste, sweetie? Yeah, that's the taste of submission. It's a taste you're going to find yourself getting used to. Slide it up and down, up. And down that thick, meaty shaft. Yeah, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. Make Mummy proud by showing her how you worship cock. Are you ready to take it in your mouth now? No? Oh, that's no good. Mark? You see what happens to disobedient little sissies? The more you resist your true nature, the more I let Mark hurt you. be a good boy for Mummy and put it in your mouth. There we go. Was that so hard? Now, just relax. Relax, baby. Bob that head. Slide your lips up and down. Yeah. Smear that pretty lipstick all over it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, don't you look just adorable with a mouthful of cock? Such a pretty little sissy. Yeah, let me get my phone. Oh, Mummy is going to snap a few photos of you. Yes, she is. She's going to snap a few photos of you to remember. Yeah, remember your first blowjob? So I'm sure you didn't think this is exactly how it would go, but oh, baby, you look so cute. Yeah. No. No, honey, you don't take that dick out of your mouth without Mummy's permission. Mug? Oh, Mark, you're such a good disciplinarian. I just know that if we work together, we'll turn him into a perfect submissive sissy slut in no time at all. Oh, don't be afraid of the camera, sweetheart. As long as you follow instructions like a good little sissy, these pictures will stay between the three of us. Now, I want to see you really push yourself. Take as much as you can. Really let that dick slide down your throat. Mummy wants to see you gag. That's better, honey, but I don't know if you're really giving it your all. What do you think, Mug? Okay, put it away. That's a great idea. I'll hold your head in place like this, honey. And Mark is really going to give it to you. Shove it in, Mark. Fuck his little sissy face. I want to see that makeup run. Oh, yeah, that's it, sweetie. That's it. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. You're gagging now, but Mark's going to push it in deeper. He's going to get past your throat barrier. It's so much easier once it gets past that gag reflex, isn't it? Oh, you like that, honey? You like your bully's big balls slapping against your chin like that? You like him using your mouth like a pussy, stretching your throat? Take it. Take it all, you little cock slut. Make Mummy proud of how much of a whore you can be. Mark, I want you to push it all the way in, as far as it'll go, and hold it there. Shh, honey. I know you can't breathe like this. I want you to stop struggling. Just accept this. Yeah. Learn your place. Is your vision getting blurry? Are you passing out? Oh, remember this feeling. Remember drowning in cock. This is who you are. Just hold on for 3, 2, 1. There we go. Oh, don't worry, sweetie. We'd never let any real harm come to you. It was just an important lesson that you needed to learn. Eventually we'll train you up so good that you won't even choke. You'll just be an obedient whole, ready to take whatever Mark wants to give you. Now, look into the camera for Mummy, darling. Oh, you look pretty as a picture with those ropes of drool and pre-cum hanging off your plump, cock-sucking lips. Yeah. Seeing your submission makes Mummy so wet, honey. Tell me how much you enjoy getting your throat fucked by a superior cock. Say it louder. Louder for the camera, sweetie. Louder! Thank you, Mark. So, do you think he's learned his lesson for today? Oh dear, I thought you might say that. I saw the look in your eyes when you were squeezing his juicy little ass. You want to fuck him, don't you? What do you think, honey? Do you want your big, nasty bully to take your anal virginity? Oh my goodness, it's so adorable that you still think you have a choice. The only decision here is whether he fucks your ass now or whether Mummy looks the other way while he beats you up first. Good choice, honey. Turn around, hands and knees. Now, be polite. Show him where you want it. Pull those lacy pink panties down. Oh, Mark, look at it. Look at that winking little hole there. Doesn't that look so tight? So inviting? Oh, it's just aching to take a big fat cock like yours. Tell Mark how much you want it, honey. Say it. Goodbye. Well, you heard him, Mark. Stick it in. Make my sweet little boy squeal. Oh, you look so good taking that dick, sweetheart. Oh, Mummy's gonna touch herself while you boys play. That's it. Yeah, that's it, Mark. Oh, that's it. Make that fat ass jiggle for me while you fuck it. Oh, yeah. Does it feel good? Oh, does my baby's tight little asshole squeeze your dick just right? Yeah, you hear that, honey? The perfect little sissy fuckhole. Oh, fuck. What a lovely compliment. So thank you, darling. So thank you. Mummy raised you to be polite. Oh, now, sweetie. I would have thought you learned your lesson at school already. A boy like Mark can sense weakness. Crying like that is only going to make him more determined to punish you. Maybe if you weren't such a snivelling little crybaby bitch, you wouldn't be in this position. Face down. Ass up. Yeah, having your hole stretched out by a real man's cock. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you keep running that fat ass mark. While I finger myself and rub my clit. Yeah, you teach him his place. Mark's gonna help me, you know. He's gonna help me train you up to be this town's biggest sissy whore. You know what he gets in return. Yeah. He gets to fuck me. Yeah, that's right. He gets what you always wanted. You really thought I was going to let you have a taste. So silly, dear. The only time you are going to get near this wet cunt of mine is when you're sucking marks and come out of it. Oh, yeah. Look at it. Look at it, sweetie. Look at how wet and glistening it is. So I slide my fingers in and out. Mummy loves seeing her little boy submit. Yeah, spank his ass, Mark. I want to hear it. Was that a little moan I heard escape your lips there? Oh, Mummy thinks you're enjoying this a little more than you like to let on. I feel that big, thick cockhead ramming into your prostate over and over. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel good, baby? Yeah, that's your sissy button. Oh, sissy button. Pretty soon you'll want nothing more than to have that pressed by a big, strong alpha like Mark every day. I see your little tick. I see it twitching, leaking cum. I see your legs shaking. Admit it to yourself, sweetie. Tell us what you are. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. A cock-hungry sissy whore who needs to get fucked. Say it louder, sweetie. Louder. That's it, honey. That's it. Mummy is so proud of you embracing your inner sissy. Yeah. Feel Mark's power as he thrusts that fat cock into your hungry little hole. Feel how helpless you are in the hands of a real man. Remember this feeling, honey. You are a filthy little slut, and that's all you'll ever be. God, that's so hot. That's so fucking hot. You're doing so well, darling. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting close as well. Mark, how about you? Are you getting close? Yeah, good. Oh, fuck. Fuck him hard. Yeah. Fuck the man out of him. Fuck him so hard that he becomes my little sissy daughter. Oh, God. That's it. Breathe his ass. Fuck. Yes. Fog, fill him up with hot steam. Come. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Mummy hasn't come that hard in years. Oh. Oh, look. Look at him, Mark. Oh, I think he's had his first sissy-gasm. He's all dazed and confused. Gah. You really filled him up, eh? Ooh, he's leaking all over my nice new carpet. Oh, never mind. I'll make him clean it up later. Now. Mark, you played your part perfectly. Thank you so much for agreeing to this. Now, how about I make us a nice hot dinner and afterwards you can claim your payment? What's that? Clean the pipes. Oh my goodness, I see what you mean. Isn't Mark funny, sweetie? Well, the bathroom's down the hall on the left, but actually, I think we have time for one more final humiliation, don't you? I mean, since he's already going to have to clean up the mess he made anyway, there's no harm in it. Why don't you just piss on his face? That's it, honey. Face up. You know there's no use complaining about by now. Good boy. Good boy. Mouth open. I want to see you gulping down as much of it as possible. Wow, look how compliant he is now. Oh my goodness, your dick must be magic. Well, I suppose I'll find out soon enough myself, eh? Now, let him have it. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, yes. There you go, honey. Drink it down. Oi, 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 Mark's messing up all your pretty makeup. Never mind, sweetie. Mummy will teach you how to reapply it later. Oh, that was great, Mark. Now, you go get washed up for dinner and I'll have a word with my new pet. Say thank you to Mark, sweetie. There's a good boy now. Well, darling, I'm sure you learnt a valuable lesson today. No, it's not that you're a worthless sissy cockslut, although that is certainly true. It's actually a far more important, fundamental lesson. Can you guess what I'm talking about? That's right, sweetie. Stay out of Mummy's room. I hope from now on you'll remember that.